Biz Takeouts, the biz community marketing and media show on 2OV.fm.
Good morning. Welcome to Biz Takeouts, the marketing and media show. All the marketing and media news you need to know for South Africa and Africa and the world for that matter. I am Warren Harding. Thank you so much for joining us. Thursday, the 24th of September. Crikey Moses, it is almost the end of the year. What's happening on today's show? So we are chatting to Bridget Van Holt, who is the Executive Director for Glasshouse Communications. And we're finding out more about the IPRA Congress, which is happening from this weekend in Johannesburg. It's the Congress, it's the World Awards of Excellence. There's a whole bunch of things happening around there. If you are in PR, this is the place you need to be. But before we do that, before we chat to Bridget, let's look at our top stories of the week from bizcommunity.com. So we start out with Following the Crowd. This is by Wayne Powell. He says, any entrepreneur worth his salt will let you know that the key to business success lies in differentiation. Buck the trend, break the mold, pave your own way, and definitely don't follow the crowd. Yeah, so nice little opinion piece kind of about how not being the sheep following everything else. Definitely go have a look at it. I really, really like his angle here. Go have a look there. Our second story for the day, we've got 5 trends marketers can't ignore in content marketing. As we know, content marketing is a massive, massive buzzword, but also an effective marketing tool. So Charles Mburugu gives us his 5 trends, which go from content marketing is becoming more targeted and personal. Both employees and customers are getting involved in content creation. Content marketing is going visual. Content will need to be brief. And content, hyper-local content will be popular. So that sounds of interest to you, which should be, it's content marketing. Go check it out. Obviously, content marketing is just going to get bigger and better as we go forward. Our third story for the day from BizCom, we've got The Regular with Lee Andrews, Behind the Selfie, and this week we are with Barney Simon. So you might remember Barney from his 5FM days or now the Jacaranda days. So basically, Lee chats to Barney Simon talking about everything from what he's up to, his claim to fame, his career, kind of what basically covering his whole life story from now. Go check it out. Interesting little read there. Barney Simon's a pretty interesting man. Our fourth and penultimate story for the day. This is from Danette Breitenbach. 2019, a tipping point for media. While South Africa's total entertainment and media advertising revenue is expected to grow to 51 billion in 2019 from 39 billion in 2014, an increase of 5.6%, the advertising share of this mix will drop to 30% from 35%, which is over the next 4 years. This is a nice little prediction from the PricewaterhouseCoopers Entertainment Media Outlook, which I think we chatted about a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, interesting to see. So kind of looking at the trends and what's coming forward between now and 2019, where money is going to go, digital advertising, all that kind of stuff. Those are our top. Actually, no, that's not our top. Sorry, our last one is featured job for the week. As always, the regular featured job from the bizcommunity.com job section. This is Cape Town-based account director. The company is called Common Sense, and it says, our goal is to be the fastest growing branding, marketing, and business development group in South Africa. Now is the time to join our committed and passionate team looking to achieve great results for our clients and have fun while doing it. So yeah, if this sounds like you, they're looking for an account director on either the client side or agency side to kind of help them build up the company. If it sounds like you, it is a BEE position, it's mid to senior, Cape Town based, negotiable salary. Go check it out along with thousands of other jobs on bizcommunity.com. We're going to take a quick song from George Ezra, and then we're going to be back with Bridget chatting IPRA Congress, World PR Awards, and all of that. See you in a couple of minutes.
In Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, Neo, you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved, it may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then oh. out too fast. The list goes on. If you just say the words out, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, you. Ooh, adivido. Oh, to you. Ooh, ooh, adivido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo. You, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OV.FM.
So on the line, we have got Bridget Van Holt Hunt, who is the Executive Director for Glasshouse Communications, but also involved in IPRA. So I think, Bridget, welcome to Biz Takeouts.
Well, IPRA is the International Public Relations Association, and they're going to be hosting the Congress, the annual Congress in South Africa. It's only the second time, in fact, that we will be hosting this Congress in South Africa, and the Congress starts on Monday.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Involves international speakers and local speakers, but mainly international speakers. We have over 30 international speakers coming to South Africa.
That's excellent. So the actual Congress runs all the way from Sunday through to Tuesday. And the whole theme this year is leadership in communication, the way we trust. So I want to talk about that kind of as a theme. Why have they gone with that theme for the Congress, and why is trust and leadership, why are they so important together in terms of IPRA?
Well, firstly, public relations is a trick position that a management line tool. It's a leadership tool. And it has a major, public relations has a major influence on reputation. It has an influence on stakeholder communication and perception. And that perception is both internal and external. So if public relations is not positioned at such a high level and is not positioned as a leadership tool where it can be trusted, it influences the entire perception of your stakeholders and, of course, the reputation of your company.
100%. And in terms of trust, how do you manage trust? Because trust is such a funny, intangible property that is so important and so difficult to gain, so easy to lose. How do you manage trust in terms of clients?
Well, I mean, trust is about the ethos of the company. It's about your history. And it should be from the top down. It's those values. Everybody talks about their ethos and their values. We talk about reputation on a continuous basis. And it's the style of management, and it's the practices. And if we want to attract new customers and maintain new customers, the reputation of your company has to be trusted.
Yeah.
And that trust rests in the hands of a public relations professional. professional.
Okay, and do you think that the PR or public relations discipline has changed over the last few years? Obviously, with digital and social media, there's a definite blurred line between like PR and content and word of mouth. Like those are all kind of going into one at the moment. Is that right?
I would say so. I think everything blurs. Content is all important today, and how we're messaging that content, and we need to be on top of our game. And that's why we cannot at any point have a mistrusted perception and image out there.
Yeah.
Because of what is happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And there's so many ambassadors out there that are using your Twitter handle or on Facebook or whatever the social media platform that you're using. They can ruin that reputation so instantly. So you cannot be trusted, and if you cannot change the perceptions and intervene, and if your messages aren't clear and concise and to the point, you could lose the plot completely.
100%. Okay, and I'm going to ask you possibly a tricky question. In terms of you being a PR professional, I know you've been in the industry for many, many years. If you've got a client who you don't trust and who you think that the message they're putting out is not truthful, how do you as a PR professional handle that, where you doubting the trust and kind of integrity of a message?
But unfortunately, I'm in the position where I'll either take on a client or won't take on a client.
Yeah.
If I don't trust or I don't believe what the client is saying, then I will not take on that client. But there's also the opportunity to tell that client that this is your time to come clean.
Yeah.
It's your time to actually tell the story. It's your time to actually be honest with your customers and your stakeholders. So if your client doesn't want to, and if our clients don't want to believe that they need to tell the truth and be trusted, then I won't take them on.
Yeah.
I really won't take them on.
Cool. I tell you, I think it's such an important stance, and I think people often overlook it and don't actually have the actual balls to just kind of go like, this is who we are, this is what we do. But anyway, that's a whole different topic, really. In terms of the 2015 Congress happening at the Sandton Convention Centre, what can people expect going there? So who should be going and what can they expect?
Well, I think that the Congress is aimed at the top-level PR practitioner. It is somebody that is in practice both in the corporate and consultancy environment. It is aimed right at the management level. Some of the speakers it's worldwide trending global information that we will have at this Congress. It is I was going to say a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but I don't want to keep saying that.
Yeah.
We have fantastic speakers talking about reputation, talking about brand management, talking about convergence, talking about online opportunities, where the global market is going as far as public relations is concerned. It is one of the most fantastic opportunities for any young professional right here on our doorstep.
Cool. And then this is also the first ever one held in Africa. Why do you think it took so long to get here?
Well, we did have a congress just over 20 years ago, which was held in Cape Town, but it was on a mini basis. So this is a much larger scale congress this year. And it's the 60th anniversary. And we will also be hosting the Golden World Awards.
Yes.
In this country at the time of the congress, which is definitely a first.
Okay, do you want to tell us a bit more about the Golden World Awards? What exactly is that?
Well, the Golden World Awards is an international public relations award where over 600 campaigns were submitted for judging. Campaigns that were PR programs on a shoestring, as well as huge corporate campaigns, financial PR campaigns. So just over 600 entries were submitted, judged by an international panel, and it's whittled down to just over 50 awards that are going to be presented at Monday night's Gala Awards.
Okay.
And there's some great surprises, and the South Africans compared very well.
Awesome.
And the campaigns really, really got the attention of the judges.
Great. And so in your view, what's the difference between a good PR campaign and a great PR campaign?
I suppose it is all about the return on investment. Mm-hmm. What's the campaign, what we were able to achieve from that campaign, or what the consultant or the practitioner was able to achieve, yeah, as far as that campaign is concerned. So it's not just about how much coverage the campaign received, but how did we influence, or how did that campaign influence the target audience? How did we, how did it change perceptions? How did it influence those perceptions? What were the buying signs?
Yeah.
How successful was that campaign when it came to the bottom line?
Mm-hmm.
What is the impact on the campaign internally as well as externally?
Yeah. And then in terms of PR, so obviously massive corporate organizations have PR divisions, but in your smaller companies, where do you think PR should sit? In which, is it a marketing function? Kind of where should it sit within the business?
I think when you're talking about reputation and when you're talking about corporate communication, it sits very much at a management level.
Okay.
But then there are other opportunities where PR will sit at the marketing level, when there's a new product launch or a new service launch, when you are influencing stakeholders at perhaps a distribution level, when you are influencing buying or marketing trends. I think that's when public relations fits in at a marketing level.
Mm-hmm.
But reputation, corporate reputation, is very much it should be sitting right there in the boardroom.
Cool, that makes perfect sense. Before we wrap up, my last question, I know we spoke about this last time, but it's probably one of the key questions which we often get people ask us on Twitter is, how do you measure PR? So I know you spoke about kind of the ROI and all that, but and you've always got your, trying to think of the term, where you kind of look at the amount of exposure you got. How do you measure PR?
You need to have a good set of objectives, and you need to be able to have measurable objectives. And those, the measures may differ from company to company. So it could be based on perception changes. How did we influence the stakeholder? What was that return on investment? Was there a change in buying signals? Did we increase our market share? Was there a take-up of that particular service? So it's very much linked to a measurable objective, and not on what I think the term you were looking for is the ABE.
There we go.
We don't ever measure public relations worldwide. There's a move against measuring against ABEs, which is an advertising term that was coined some time back.
Yeah.
Where you actually measure the square centimeters of every article.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's about where it is positioned in the publication or on the social media platform. What are the engagements that you've had with your customers or with your stakeholders?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the trick today, public relations with social media, it's that you can now engage with your customers, not just one-way traffic. You can engage and you can get your customer to give you feedback and you can respond directly to your customer base.
100%. It's all about the integration, everything working together.
Correct.
Cool. Just to wrap up, so as we said, the actual EPRA Congress is happening from this Sunday, all the way through to Tuesday, with the actual Golden World Awards for Excellence happening on Monday evening. If people are interested in going, where do they go to get tickets? How much are the tickets? Are there still tickets left?
Yes, there are tickets left. On the EPRA website, which is
epra.uk.org, isn't it?
And also through the PRISA website.
Okay.
We are also sending tickets for particularly the Golden World Awards at the Congress. So Congress,
okay.
There will be a facility at the Congress for people to buy tickets for the Golden World Awards.
Perfect. So if anyone's interested in finding out more, they can go to www.ipra.org/Congress. Everything's on there as well. And just to end off, if someone's interested in getting hold of you personally, where can they go?
They can contact us via our website, which is glasshousecommunication.co.za, or on our Johannesburg office number, which is 011-646-9992, or bridget@ghtm.co.za.
Perfect. And last question for you, and this is all about you. The actual Congress, which speaker are you looking forward to the most? And I know you guys have lined up some awesome, awesome speakers for the event. Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I don't know whether I have one single person that I really want to listen to. I think that The Monday program is just as exciting as the Tuesday program. We have academics presenting their papers. We have the Golden World Award winner that's going to be presenting on the Tuesday. So there's a combination of different elements that will be taking place during the Congress. And so I don't think there's one particular speaker. And in case they're listening to me, I would never highlight
That's called reputation management. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, last couple of days before the event, I'm sure you guys are manically busy. But good luck with everything, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
Cool. No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Thanks, Bridget. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And guys, that has been our show for the day. It is a long weekend. I hope you're off tomorrow. If not, enjoy the short day at work. I'm sure you're all doing that. And we will see you next week, same time, same place. Until then, go check us out on Twitter at BizWazza. Go to biztakeouts.com and bizcommunity.com/biztakeouts for all your marketing and media news. We will see you next week. Enjoy the long weekend. Goodbye.